On the show today, we have VSVCU CEO Rob Miller talking about Milk Money, V-Green, Vermont Works, and a whole bunch more social projects that they are doing, so check it out. How are you, Rob?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. Hey, you guys are part of a really cool program in your state called Milk Money. And before we get started with your part in it, tell us about Milk Money. What is it exactly that makes it really, really cool? I just love the foundation of what this is all about.
Yeah, it's a really cool idea. Milk Money is essentially an equity crowdfunding portal, but what it's different is it's meant for everyday investors, so not accredited investors mm-hmm. who typically have to have $250,000 in income or $1 million in net worth, but really Main Street investors. And the whole premise is to connect everyday investors on Main Street with their local businesses so they can support their local economy.
I was reading the kind of the backgrounder on it here, and it's basically anybody above 18 can invest in their local economy, basically.
Yeah, you do have to be a resident of Vermont.
Okay.
Eventually, this will probably roll out throughout the country, but Vermont, in this instance, was a little bit ahead of the game and modernized its securities laws in order to facilitate this kind of activity.
Good for you guys. So now, what is your credit union's role in this? How did you guys get involved, and what are you doing to kind of foster the whole program?
Well, we're actually an equity partner in Milk Money through our CUSO. So we are a partner both financially, but more importantly than the financial contribution was really the synergy between what we do and what we're all about as a member-owned cooperative and what Milk Money is all about. Because when you think about cooperatives, they are essentially people that self-organize in order to provide each other services that otherwise would be more difficult. So when you think about Milk Money, Milk Money's sole purpose is to really connect people with other people. Mm-hmm. So it fit naturally with our mission and our vision. So we wanted to be a part of it. We supported it both financially, but we're also bringing a lot of marketing, social media, mm-hmm. and access and education to our members as a result.
I mean, it seems like it's a statewide cooperative now. Now that kind of anybody can get involved who lives in the state, I think it's just such a fantastic, and everybody's kind of like has a stake in the game, or everyone's a participant. It's just such a great idea.
Well, they've gotten a lot of positive feedback. They've raised over $150,000 so far in local businesses. They got businesses that are essentially lined up to offer their capital raises on the Milk Money portal. It's still early days. They're still, a typical startup business in their own right mm-hmm. At this point in time. But so far, so good. The indications have been really positive.
I can't wait till this spreads across the country. It's such a cool thing. So how's the program working so far? You just said that it's raised $150,000 so far. And what have you guys learned since then?
Well, we learned that really what makes the key ingredient to these types of equity crowdfunding portals is really the education that follows. Mm-hmm. And so it's the balance of matching the education to the portal itself and the ability to raise money through the portal that's mm-hmm. been really helpful. So we've sponsored M-Branch educational series. Milk Money's done a lot of outreach within the state as well, partnering with other organizations. So I think our key learning is really you can't just put something up on a web page and expect people to show up and invest their money. You really have to supplement it with education, because for the normal investor or the everyday investor, reading through a private placement memorandum or a convertible note term sheet, all those sorts of things can be pretty intimidating.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. Yeah. Especially for a 19-year-old, let alone somebody who's been around the block a couple of times. So Vermont Works, it's a social impact fund. Is that what kind of drew you guys to support the program? It's a very social.
Right. So Vermont Works is a separate initiative that we're involved in. Vermont Works is a management company, an investment management company mm-hmm. that's looking to raise $50 million for a social impact fund. So again, we're partnering with the management company, Vermont Works, mm-hmm. To be a part of that success, because we think it's important to invest in social impact businesses, or businesses that will create a social impact in Vermont. So related effort, but a little bit different at the same time.
Gosh, you guys have your feelers out everywhere. You're just like, which is a great thing.
Well, what we found is, and really what we're focused on is really we're taking our purpose, which is to make a difference in the lives of our members. Mm-hmm. And as opposed to it sort of sitting on the website or in a strategic plan, we're taking that purpose and we're trying to put it in front of everything we do and let that then guide and change the things that we actually engage in. And so it's really trying to reconnect with our original purpose, both as a cooperative, but also as an organization dedicated to making a difference in the lives of our members.
Off the top of my head here, is your credit union, does it gain any more exposure because of your involvement with these programs? I mean, are you out there or are you just kind of behind the scenes? How does that work? I mean, how does it benefit you guys?
Well, so number one, it benefits us in that things like Milk Money bring additional services and values to our members. Mm-hmm. And without our support, Milk Money may not have actually come to fruition. Okay. So it provides a value-added service to our members. It also supports our local communities. And so if our communities are stronger, our members are stronger, our cooperative is stronger. Yeah. And yeah, we've gotten a ton of attention, both in social media as well as traditional media, about both Milk Money and Vermont Works. And we're seeing that turn up both in terms of new membership. When new members come in, they're specifically referencing some of the activities that we're engaged in the community. And also, interestingly enough, in new employee applications. I have the pleasure of meeting with every new employee that comes to VSECU. Mm-hmm. And what I'm starting to see is a distinct pattern. People want to come join us because of our social mission, and because of who we are and what we stand for. So it's pretty exhilarating. Yeah.
The give back message, it works.
It does work. And what's great about this is that we're giving back in just as meaningful ways, maybe even more meaningful ways, but not just limited to rates and fees, which is important. But in today's rate environment, it's difficult to really distinguish yourself. So we really want to broaden the give back and give back in more and more meaningful ways.
That's such great advice for any credit union out there, because you hit the nail on the head, because the rate message is really tough to kind of hammer home. But boy, when you're doing something like this in the community and you're out there, I think that's an even better message to get out there, and you're so involved.
Well, and really tapping into our roots as a cooperative. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have distinct advantages, not just over banks and other community banks, but you know, we have distinct advantages outside of just the financial sector, and we can do things in ways that others can't, and we're more naturally tied to our social purpose than many other organizations in society, and so it's just a natural for us.
Well, you're walking your talk.
We're trying. We're gonna do a little bit more walking before it's over, but we keep trying.
Let's switch gears here. You have a unique lending option called VGreen, and you say it's been among your most successful products so far. Tell us about it and why has it been so successful?
So VGreen is essentially an energy efficiency lending program.
Okay.
We started this probably 10 years ago in a very small way when we started making loans for solar installations, home heat pump installations, home energy renovations, electric vehicles, anything energy efficient. Mm-hmm. And as we learned over time, we made almost annually modifications to our program, to our product structure. Mm-hmm. And as a result, we've gained about 10 years of experience, and it allows us to do many things that other credit unions and banks aren't willing to do when it comes to terms or rates or the amount of money that we're willing to lend on an unsecured basis. Mm-hmm. And that portfolio is our fastest growing portfolio. It grows anywhere from 50 to 80% per year. Mm-hmm. It also happens to be one of our more profitable portfolios, because what we found in our experience is that our default rates are very, very low. Mm. People have an emotional connection to the solar panels on top of their homes versus the automobile sitting in their driveway.
Right, right. Very cool. Yeah, because Vermont obviously is a very green state in more ways than one. So it sounds like this is right up your alley. So
Vermont is a leader in the renewable energy field, so it's only natural that we play that leadership role. Mm-hmm. And we are by far the leading lender of energy efficiency projects in the state of Vermont.
Right on. Very cool. Good for you guys. Hey, most people don't think about value-based banking when selecting a financial institution. So how do you raise awareness of this concept, and what can it mean locally and globally?
Yeah, so values-based banking is really what we all stand for. Mm-hmm. at its core. We explain it in terms of social, environmental, and financial prosperity for our members, mm-hmm. but really leveraging our capital and our resources to make a difference in the lives of our members in those three areas, mm-hmm. and really getting back to what banks and credit unions were set up to do, which was to be community organizations. Yeah. And so, it sounds good when you say it out loud. It's a little bit more difficult concept for your average consumer to understand, but they do see it and they understand it in actions. Things like Milk Money, things like V Green, and other types of initiatives. And then you complement that with the branding and so forth. And that's the direction we're going. As you know, we're a member of the Global Alliance for Banking on Values. We were the first we're the first American credit union to become a member of that organization. And that's part of what we're doing, not necessarily as it's related to our members directly, mm-hmm. but we gain knowledge and experience from others that are engaged in this values-based banking across the world.
Wow. I mean, this is such cool stuff, Rob. I mean, just to kind of wrap up here, do you have any advice for other credit unions who want to kind of follow in you guys' footsteps? If they want to do something similar in their state, or what advice do you have for them?
Yeah, you know, my advice is related to what I said earlier, which is just put your purpose at the core of everything you do. And if you follow your purpose, you can break down sort of why do we do this, or why do we do it the way we do it, or why aren't we doing other things? Well, because we've always done it that way. And that in this world is really not a success story. You got to constantly challenge the status quo, and you got to constantly challenge yourselves to figure out more and different ways to add value to your members' lives and to your purpose. And so if you take your purpose, put it in front of what you do, I think everything will take care of itself.
Yep, everything falls in line. Like I said, you guys are really walking your talk. So keep up the good work, Rob. Thank you so much for the time today, and look forward to chatting again about some other cool stuff you're doing. So
well, we'll try to do our part and get some more stuff for you to talk about.
Sounds good, Rob. Thanks again, man. Well done.
All right, thanks, Mike. All right.